The Ligildak's hereditary chiefs are demanding an immediate halt to the Comox Treaty ratification vote set for Saturday, March 8. Calling it unlawful and an attempt to rewrite history and lay claim to Ligildak's lands and resources. On Wednesday, March 6, the hereditary chiefs called for a stop to the process, due to a dispute over traditional territory near Sayward, which is included in the Comox Treaty. They called for Canada, British Columbia, and the Comox First Nation to participate in meaningful consultations before moving forward with the vote. Read more. Ratification vote of Comox Treaty scheduled for March 8. We've been increasingly frustrated with the lack of communication and adherence to protocol among Comox hereditary and elected leadership, said Hereditary Chief Gigame Akasijman, Fred Moon, in a March 5 media release. If the signing of the Comox Treaty moves forward without proper consultation, there will forever be a rift between our nations. If you're not with us, you're against us. According to the chiefs, the Ligildak nations conquered the Salish tribes that eventually became the Comox First Nation. These tribes were driven south to Comox, where, over time, intermarriages and peace initiatives led to the Comox agreeing to work with the Ligildak. The chiefs say the land at the mouth of the Salmon River, home to the Wallet-Sama people and part of the Oyster River Boundary Agreement, was designated a federal Indian reserve for the Comox Nation in 1940 after the Wallet-Sama amalgamated with the Comox. The hereditary chiefs say during previous treaty discussions with the Comox, there was a mutual agreement to honor the Oyster River as a territorial boundary. The Comox said in a statement Thursday, March 6, that Wei-Wai Kum elected Chief Chris Roberts filed an injunction to stop Saturday's ratification vote. However, Comox says this injunction is based on misinformation and interferes with their democratic process and their right to self-determination. The Comox say it has made several attempts to reach agreements with Wei-Wai Kum, including proposing draft protocols between 2007 to the present. But the current chief and council continue to oppose the Comox treaty process and claim exclusive rights to the Salmon River area. Hereditary chiefs says the Comox territorial claim should not extend north of Oyster River, while their claim does not extend south. However, the ratification of the treaty will violate this long-standing agreement. The chiefs warn this will have dire and irreversible consequences, jeopardizing their inherent rights, governance over their lands, and the future of their people. According to Comox, the treaty, which has been under negotiation since 1994, provides about 12,500 acres, 5,000 hectares, of land throughout their traditional territory to be owned by Comox. Of this, there are only 1,850 acres, 750 hectares, in the Salmon River watershed. This leaves more than 200,000 hectares for other nations in the Salmon River area, which is the location of the Oyster River territorial boundary. Melissa Quaksister of the Comox Treaty Negotiation Team told The Mirror the Comox have repeatedly stated the treaty will not affect the Ligildak people's rights to hunt, gather, fish, and trap in the area. "We don't see it as affecting the rights of any other nations," she said.